Amidst the wreckage of the tsunami, hope exists and rebuilds. A Christian resource shipment this month heads to Uganda in a groundbreaking move. And the gospel through 24-hour radio brings comfort to many in Moldova and Romania. These stories are more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today along the shores of India, where visible marks of the fury of the ocean are slowly receding. And like many other aid groups, Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says, they're out of the emergency mode and well into phase two of the tsunami reconstruction plan.
We have two or three buildings in construction now, additional cottages that we're building for the children. And we hope to have 12 Hope homes constructed by the time we're done.
Bray says they're working on a five-year timeline for the homes. He adds that both this phase and the next and future outreach would not have been possible without the disaster.
Through the tsunami relief, there's new open doors in many of these villages for ongoing relationships and evangelism. Our next step is to put full-time permanent couples in most of these villages, and they will be doing church planting and the long-term presence will be established.
Next, in Indonesia, while no one is glad for the tsunami and its subsequent devastation, International Aid's Miles Fish says there's great reason to hope. They've just set up a medical equipment repair center in Aceh province, and rebuilding continues to move forward.
Even though the trauma is not yet over and won't be for years and years to come, the fact of the matter is that in just 1 year, you go back there today and you can definitely see signs of hope. Progress is being made. Reconstruction has started.
God's opened doors where they were once closed, and Fish is eager to see that work continue.
We're really looking forward to not only building the relationships that we've already started there, but growing in those relationships to the point where we can have open, honest, respectful dialogue about why we're there, who we believe in, who Jesus Christ is, and what the difference is between our faith and their faith. And that day is not too far around the corner. We see it coming, and we're looking forward to it with great anticipation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Your books are overdue for a public library in another country. And this month, it's a shipment to Africa. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says a Korean missionary to Uganda contacted them and asked for enough resources to start not a church library, but a public one.
There's no library in Kampala. I think that's the most unusual thing, a city of that size, and they don't have a public library. So it's a first, and I expect people will swarm to those bookshelves.
The container goes out this week. Palmerton says because they only have Christian literature and evangelistic materials, the natural outgrowth is new outreach.
Part of what they can pick up and read is going to be about Jesus. Pray that this container will arrive in a timely, safe manner, that all materials will reach their final destination without interference.
Meanwhile, the gospel fills the airwaves of Romania and Moldova through Little Samaritan Mission's 24-hour radio broadcasts. To many elderly without anyone to care for them, Christian radio has been a constant companion and encouragement. Many say there's nothing like Little Samaritan Radio to soothe their pain and suffering. Little Samaritan Mission has provided not only humanitarian aid to meet physical needs, but also the hope of Christ to fill their hearts. And the light of Christ is growing brighter in communist Laos, despite persecution and restrictions. Through the most faithful work of native missionaries with Gospel for Asia, the gospel is overcoming obstacles, and the church is growing through church planting and the training of GFA workers. Believers face threats, arrests, and even death as Christianity has been declared the number one enemy of the state. Pray for the safety and the protection of GFA workers, and also pray that hearts will be open to the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.